The IMF's latest global economic outlook took a bearish turn, with it forecasting the slowest pace of growth since the 2008-2009 financial crisis for this year. And current political spats and tensions are certainly doing no favor, bringing with them a lack of visibility as far as where global economies are actually headed beyond 2019. So with so much up in the air, avoiding concentration risk becomes an imperative in building a resilient portfolio. But where does one find growth in a low-growth environment? Joining me in studio now to identify some of the opportunities influencing their investment strategy right now is Willem Sels, Chief Market Strategist at HSBC Private Bank. Thanks so much, Willem, for joining us this evening. So volatility has been the name of the game, with politics driving a lot of it, and that almost giving you a sense that investors don't exactly know how to navigate it all. Are we in uncharted territory as far as political dynamic is concerned?
Well, there's three challenges really for investors. The first one is indeed low growth, as you are mentioning. The second is low income. A lot of us need income on our portfolios to live from. And the third one is indeed political, geopolitical uncertainties. And all three are going to be challenges for next year. But fortunately, we do have strategies to find opportunities nevertheless in portfolios. And in particular, with that lack of visibility in terms of politics, the solution there is, as you say, be diversified. Maybe hold a little bit of gold as well against that tail risk.
Before we get into the detail of that strategy, let's take a look at macroeconomic trends, because that more so comes into play and is a key focal point. As investors in the market, how are you interpreting key economic data points, and what's your reading of the current economic climate?
So we agree with the IMF that about 90% of countries are slowing this year, and next year we will indeed have a little bit further slowdown, maybe a stabilization in the emerging markets. But you have to look at what is underlying this. There is a clear difference between what is happening to the consumer, who is relatively resilient in most countries around the world, and manufacturing, which is relatively weak. Manufacturing and investment spending. Why is it weak? Well, because of the trade tensions between the US and China, which are disrupting the global supply chain and also not giving CEOs enough confidence to invest. So investment spending weak. But the consumer resilient, therefore we don't go into recession in the big blocks in the world.
Of course, it's this low growth story that's overarching, and it's within that context that we saw last night the Fed's interest rate announcement come through. A low or lower yield environment is here to stay for a while yet. I'm assuming that cash or fixed income, not necessarily your friend at this stage.
No, it's not a good place to be, because we are going to have low interest rates for a very long time. We actually think the Fed is done now, but even at that interest rate, not interesting to stay in a lot of cash at that rate. What we think actually is that rates and yields are going to be low for a very long time in the US, because the fact that we compare prices before we buy something online means that inflation is low and therefore interest rates are low. Global aging, the Chinese saving surplus as well, also keep interest rates low. So you need to achieve something on top of, over and above the cash rate. So you need to be invested in some of the bond markets, achieve some carry there. Also, dividend stocks can help you achieve some income.
Yeah. Having said that, where does emerging market, fixed income specifically fit? Because I picked up that you do have a preference for investment grade and emerging market bonds right now.
Yeah. So we are basically favoring investment grade and emerging market bonds over high yield, because high yield is very cyclical in this low growth environment, not a great place to be. Emerging market bonds are supported by the fact that even in emerging markets, you see slower inflation in a lot of countries, and therefore central banks being able to cut interest rates. When interest rates are cut, typically good for the bond market for risk appetite. So we like the likes of Chinese bonds, Indonesian bonds, Brazilian bonds as well.
Is South Africa on your radar in that regard? Because, you are pretty selective when it comes to your emerging market exposure.
So South Africa is more of a neutral for us. It's not an overweight. These countries that I mentioned were our overweights, our favorites. South Africa is more of a neutral. We have still a positive real rate, so that's the advantage. But generally, the growth is slow, and that is the counterbalance.
Okay, let's drill into your equities strategy and how you're managing that exposure, because you alluded to dividend yield, so you're chasing dividend stocks and also becoming very selective on that front.
Yeah. So on the dividend stocks, obviously, you are pushed into them or drawn by them because you want that income. But at the same time, obviously, you need to make very sure that the companies that you pick are going to be able to maintain that dividend, are going to have enough cash flow in this lower growth environment. So
is that becoming harder to do?
It is becoming harder to do, to some extent as well, because companies have been favoring the equity holder at this point in time more and more because of the leverage that has gone up. They are now looking at making sure that they don't do harm to the credit holder and get a rating downgrade on the back of that. So there is a little bit of a threat to dividends, but there are still a lot of companies that pay enough dividends. It's a relatively defensive strategy compared to buying the entire index. And so therefore, it's not too far removed from another strategy that we have, quality companies and quality earnings or defensive sector allocation. So it all goes into this low growth environment.
But highlighting a very active approach to stock picking in the current climate. Give us a hint. What's a stock pick that's sitting on your radar right now?
Well, so, the stock picks we do through our analysts, but one of the favorite strategies that we currently have is everything that has to do with sustainability. We think it is a real trend that is important. It is not just about doing good. You will do well out of it as well, we think, because it makes business sense. Your consumer wants it. If you are a supplier to another company, that company may force you to be more sustainable. You may have new products that you can develop, and your rating agencies and your equity analysts are also going to value your stock and your bonds on that basis. So it will affect your cost of capital. So for a company, it is more and more important to be sustainable.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Willem, for joining us in studio this evening. That, of course, HSBC's global chief market strategist, Willem Selfs.